Hello and welcome to the 38th episode of the Pop Papa Napcast. I'm your host, TJ Deitch. I also run the website poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com that hosts this very podcast, as well as my photo diaries, which are little daily snippets of kind of what we're doing, what's going on around our house, as told through photographs and little diary posts. I actually just got caught up after being not caught up the entire month, possibly the entire fall. And this may actually be one of two or three times all year that I've been fully caught up. I don't have a great excuse for that. Basically, they don't take that long to do. It's just that getting all the photos on my computer to then put them together can be a little bit more of a pain than I'm used to. And even if not a pain, like after a day of freelance writing on the computer, it's not something I always want to deal with. But I got caught up while we were in New Hampshire last week and this weekend. And we were there, of course, for Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a good holiday with, you know, friends and family or whatever you wanted to do. At least the food was good, I hope. We were going to head up on Tuesday at about 6 o'clock after my wife got home from working a normal day of work. But instead, after hearing all this stuff about like a really bad rain slash snow storm that was going to hit, we decided to leave around 1. My wife used the last flex that she has for the year that wasn't already kind of figured out for something else. Got off at noon, got here about 1, maybe a little early. We were able to load the car up real quick and get out of here, which I don't actually know how bad the storm was here in New York, but it didn't hit us while we were driving, which was, that was good. But the downside was that we hit a butt ton of traffic in Massachusetts at about 5, you know, which makes sense because it was rush hour. So that was a pretty big bummer because it wound up adding like almost 2 full hours to our trip. That made it about 6 hours, and Lucy, towards the end, was not having a very good time. She did take a nap, which worked out well. She hadn't napped so far that day, but she got pretty mad. Even with her DVD player and all that stuff going, she was not a happy little camper. So that was rough. We got there. We had some dinner. Wednesday, I had to work because I didn't take the day off. I did my morning work, and I did a couple other things. I also worked Friday. And that was actually a little bit longer because I did my daily work and then I also had to do my toy column. So it was just some stuff going on. But on Thursday, I didn't do any work. We got up, we watched the parade, or at least we watched the parade, the adults did. We kept trying to like point cool things out to Lucy and she was not really that interested at all, which was kind of surprising, even when it was things that she liked or knew or whatever. Be like, oh, look, Lucy, there's Sesame Street. And she'd be like, no. Just a commercial, which I thought was funny. So she was not very interested in the parade, which I was surprised by, because I figured with all the dancing and moving colors and singing and all the marching bands and everything, it would be an easy couple of hours for her to watch. But apparently that was not the case. That afternoon, we went down and had dinner with some members of Em's family in Massachusetts. We had dinner at her aunt, uncle, and cousin's house. And then more family came over and a couple people that I hadn't met before. So it was kind of nice. And then later after dinner, Em's cousin came over and they've got a baby who's almost 2. So I guess a toddler who's almost 2. And it was funny watching the two of them run around because Lucy's older. And so she was kind of being her, you know, normal bossy self. And he wasn't really sure what to do with all that. But by the end of the day, they were kind of like rolling around on the carpet and playing with the doggy together and all this stuff. So it was pretty cool to see her with her family and then some other people. And she was a big hit with everybody, which is not just like braggy dad talk, I promise. And so, like I said, Friday I did some work. Saturday and Sunday I took it easy. And then I was able to, when I was done with work and a few other things, would take care of the photo diaries. And I did a little bit of typing on this movie script I'm trying to get my second draft done of and all this stuff. So it was a somewhat productive vacation as well, which was good. But it was also nice to relax when we could. And, you know, we had some good food and hung around and, you know, went out a little bit. But I also got to spend a little bit of time by myself because Em's dad worked on Friday, Black Friday. And Em and her mom went out to do some shopping, but not till like much later that day. And they took Lucy. So I had some time to myself, which is nice because I don't necessarily have that very often. So, yeah, that was it was a good trip. On the way back, we hit more traffic, which was a total bummer. This time it took like 6.5 hours, and we both kind of have vowed that we are never going to travel on the Sunday after Thanksgiving again, just because it was so busy. I mean, so many cars were out. And then, you know, anytime there's like an accident when there's that much traffic, people get even more backed up. And it's just, it's a really tough situation to be in. And I got upset because it was taking so long. And Lucy was really getting upset. I mean, for the last hour, she probably cried for 45 minutes of it, maybe a half hour. I didn't really keep track, but it was just one of those things where I felt so bad because you can't really explain it to her. She's still too young to kind of reason with. So you can't be like, look, we're all upset. I'm sorry this is taking so long. None of us had wanted to be in the car this much, I promise you. But, you know, that's not really something that you can fully explain to a 2.5-year-old. So, you know, we kind of did our best, and eventually she kind of quieted down and got back to her movies. But man, by the end of the day, by the end of that drive and unloading everything, I was like, okay, I need a break. So we've got these like steins, these big Budweiser steins, and I poured like 2 Coors Lights into them, which I thought was a little funny. And then had that, played some Candy Crush, and I was able to kind of relax a little bit. But like I was saying, it was a pretty bonkers drive and evening. And then Lucy was even crazier when we got home, just kind of running around and wanting to be out and all this stuff. And oh man, it was pretty crazy, because, you know, I was really hoping to just relax, and that was not really in the cards for the evening. So I think we did okay. We made it. The travel was fine. Nobody got hurt. We had a pretty good trip, but I will say that by the end of that drive, I was definitely glad to be home, and I was glad to get a lot of my stuff unpacked and just get back to my couch, and then I had a really nice time sleeping in my own bed again, and all was good. Oh, one other thing that happened actually on the way home, not really on the way home, but in the process for packing, because I got up and I basically start packing and kind of get everything together as best I can. And we listened to some more of this Scarpetta book that I think I talked about in whatever the last trip we took. I think it was down to Philly. Started listening to it then. And then I still had it on my iPod from the library, and we were going to listen to it going there and coming back. And it was just about to finish everything up, I believe. And I had my iPod in my hat, and I didn't touch either of them since I got into the house. I put them both on the dresser, and then when I started packing everything up, I put my hat on, and I didn't remember what I did with my iPod. And usually it's the kind of thing where, like, I'll throw it in my bag or put it just right in the car right away or any number of things, but I had no memory of what I did with it, and so I wasn't sure if it fell out of my pocket while I was packing the car or just anywhere in the house. I really looked around because I had enough time before we left to look around Em's parents' house, and I was pretty sure it wasn't there. So I just said, you know what, forget it. If they happen to find it, we'll get it somehow. Either they can mail it, or we'll just wait until the next time we see them or whatever. But I was really mad, and part of it was because I have a pretty good memory for like little dumb mundane things. I tend to remember the order that I do things in. And for whatever reason, I just had zero memory of anything that happened related to that iPod. I remembered it being in my hat. I remembered putting my hat on. I remember it being in my hat. I remember looking at it and seeing it in my hat. And I remember putting my hat on because I didn't shower that day. I was just going to drive. And then after that, I had no recollection of it. I remembered a part where my keys had fallen out of my pocket, and I went back and checked there, and I got those back, and everything was fine with that. And it was just, it was bugging me so much because, for one thing, I lost it. You know, I try not to get too tangled up with physical objects or whatever, but I do like things, and I like that iPod very much because it's a big one, and I'm able to put all my CDs on it, and I have a ton. I actually filled up an entire iPod one time. So I needed this bigger one. My wife got it for me for, I think, Father's Day. And it's great because everything's on there. And it's big enough that I can throw a couple of audiobooks on there. Tons of stuff, really. But it is just a simple iPod. It's not touch or anything like that. And so I like having it. I like using it. I like putting it on this little speaker dock that we have and just playing my music. And all that's great. I also really wanted to finish more of that Scarpetta book because it had gotten pretty good and was getting kind of crazy. But the biggest thing that bothered me was that I just had no memory of what was going on. And, you know, I've mentioned this a few other times, but I've really been feeling my age lately from having, from, you know, being a dad, just being kind of generally tired. The car is kind of a weight that seems like it's always around my neck. My back popped and you know, it's been feeling better since my mom worked on it, but it's just one of those things. It's like all these things seem to be kind of like leaving me, like I'm leaving my, losing my senses or whatever. And so it was just really frustrating that I could not remember where this iPod was. And we went to like lunch with Em's parents before actually leaving. And so we drove in separate cars and there was a point where I was like, maybe it's here. So I went back out and I was looking because I was assuming it was in the car. I checked my bag, I checked my toiletry bag, I checked this kind of general basket that we use when we travel, all this stuff, and I just could not find it. And then when I got home, I unloaded everything, and I used to kind of leave things around, and I would unpack them as I went. But I've realized that it's kind of better to just kind of get it done, clear everything out, put things away, and then you don't have to worry about it throughout the week. And especially with, in this case, I wanted to find the thing. And so I did, and it was in our dirty clothes laundry. I must have grabbed it with something else and thrown it in. It's just a garbage bag. Just threw it in there with all the other clothes. And so I kind of thought it might have been in there. I was going through things, and I was kind of shaking out each article of clothing. And it wasn't until I got to, like, one of the last two or three things, and it was just in there. It wasn't even, like, in a pocket or anything. So I'm glad I found it. I was still disappointed in my brain for not having any recollection of where I had put it, which was kind of a bummer. But like I said, I was glad that I found it. I'm glad it's not lost. Glad I don't have to replace it. And because that would have been money that I don't want to spend right now. And it would have been kind of a pain because over the years, I've used several different computers to rip my music. I had a iMac back in the day. That was the first computer I had when I moved out here. And that's really when I started ripping music. I mean, this is like 7 years ago. And then I did it on my work computers for a long time. And I would kind of back that stuff up and then bring the discs home. So I have everything in different places between this external hard drive that we have and some old backup discs. But it would just be kind of a pain to go through all that if I didn't have to. So I'm glad I don't. Glad I found it. Still bummed out that my brain would not help me out a little bit more. But I guess that's just where we're at. One tip I do want to throw out there, just from thinking about traveling. When it comes to clothes, all three of us have a bag that we use. I think my wife used to pack Lucy's clothes in with her bag because it's kind of a bigger one. And then I've got like a smaller leather travel bag that was my grandpa's that I like using for that reason. But if I need a little bit more space, I actually use my old duffel bag from gym class in high school just because it's still around and it's big and I can fit a bunch of clothes in there. But one thing that we've found that's actually very helpful to use is just a laundry basket. Now, not one of the long laundry baskets. This is one that's kind of cube shaped. And we basically just throw a bunch of miscellaneous stuff in there. Baby monitors, anything that we're taking back to whichever house we're going to, Lucy's toys, maybe some snacks, all this kind of stuff that we can just fit in there. And it's nice to have it all in one place, especially when you're going to a house or a hotel. You can just pick this whole thing up, throw it in, and you've got everything. And you don't have to be super careful about packing it because, you know, it's just a basket. Now, obviously, this doesn't work if you're flying or doing anything like that, but if you do a lot of car trips like we do, I highly recommend it. We usually keep that in one of the two bucket seats in the middle row in our Mazda 5. Lucy's in the other one, and then everything else goes in the back. And it works pretty well because the back seats, the way back seats on that one can fold all the way down and keep it flat, and that works out pretty well. And we've actually really been getting good at packing and not needing a ton of stuff, and then I keep thinking like, well, that's not going to last very long because once the baby comes along, there's so much extra stuff you got to bring. We're going to be dealing with two different kinds of diapers, and I'm not sure if all those can fit in the same container that we use now. Just a lot of extra stuff because I forgot we actually took Lucy's bed everywhere we went because it's just this little cradle thing that would sit next to our bed. But then again, I don't really know if we have much travel planned very soon after the new baby is born. we don't really have any more news. We haven't seen the midwives again, and it doesn't sound like we're going to know the sex until January. But, you know, M's doing well, and we're still excited. We've talked about names a little bit, but for me, it's just too vague until we know the sex. Like, it's fine coming up with both boy and girl names, but it seems a little pointless to me. I'd rather know what the sex is, and then we can really concentrate on that. With Lucy, we actually spent an entire four-hour car ride from New York to New Hampshire to visit her parents, just coming up with names. It was really interesting because I hadn't really thought of it before, but there are all these kind of rules, not rules, but kind of guidelines that we were talking about that make sense. Like, if you're going to have a short first name, you can have a little bit of a longer middle name. There's some things with, like, too many or not enough syllables, because the last name is Deitch, so that ends on one. Like, Lucy Evelyn Deitch has a nice cadence to it. The other thing that we realized, and I don't know if this would be something that we would run into with dealing with boy names, but with girl names, we kept coming up with kind of cool, different names that we liked, but also had concerns that there were too many nouns in a row. Because, like, we liked Rose and Olive, but... And then we were kind of throwing those two names together. It's like, that just doesn't that doesn't sound good. I'm not sure if we're going to go back and use any of the old names that we came up with for Lucy if it is a girl. Because we came up with four first and middle names that we liked. Lucy Evelyn was the one that we went with, obviously. And then Ella something was another one. And then Olive. And I think there might have been a Rose in there as well. So we kind of figured it out at that point. I don't really remember a ton of the rules or guidelines that we came up with, but it'll be interesting to go back and kind of go through this again and see what we like. Em's been throwing a lot of kind of like really old-timey boy names at me that I'm not so sure about, but I guess we'll see. Like I said, once we know the sex, I will be able to really focus in on the idea a little bit more, which will be fun. Aside from that, it's really interesting how different the second kid has been from the first. Because everything with the first kid was so new, we were like reading about it and going to birth classes and all this stuff. And now it's kind of like we know what to do. And there's just so many other things going on that we're not as necessarily absorbed with the pregnancy itself. I mean, obviously Em is because she's pregnant. It's just interesting already having a child that we're, you know, dealing with. How different it is this second pregnancy. I think part of it is just that we know more of what to expect. Obviously, there's going to be different things going on for every child and every pregnancy and birth and all that, but we kind of have a better idea and we're a little bit more prepared. But, you know, like I said, we're both really excited. It's still pretty far away, it seems like, but we're anxious to eventually get in for the sonogram and get a look at the little guy or girl and find out if it is a guy or a girl and just kind of move forward with that. It was funny when Em was pregnant the first time with Lucy, there were so many things that needed to be done because we had a guest room and we had to take everything out of there pretty much. And all that wound up going into the big storage unit that we have down the street. And so we kind of were putting new furniture that we bought in there and then moving some stuff in there and then replacing some things out here with like newer IKEA furniture, all the stuff that was kind of going on. And I would just be sitting here trying to do work or whatever, you know, my writing stuff. And out of nowhere, I would just be like, ugh, let's just do this. And I would move. We were using it as kind of like a bar, but it was actually is a changing table. We were using that in the living room. It's kind of a credenza or whatever. And we moved that into what is now Lucy's room. And then when that was in there, I could put the new IKEA one together that is here now. It was just all this stuff that I was doing to occupy my time and get ready for the baby as best I could. We're kind of moving things around. And she's got like a little shelving unit in there that has these slide-out drawers. And so I got that all set up. And then I put the crib together when Em was home. And it was just all these things that I was like, I was occupying myself with because I was like nervous and anxious and about the whole thing and just, and I wanted to be set as well as I could. And so I would go in and do these things. And with this one, it's like, there's still so much of my focus is on Lucy and making sure she's doing all right every day, and then work and all this stuff. Plus, I just don't have as many things to do right now because, I mean, we're not moving anytime soon. The room's as big as it's going to be, and we'll probably have them share for a while until we get into a house, and they might even share a room there, however it works out. But there's just not as much to actually prepare for at this point. So it's interesting how different the two situations have been. And I'm sure I'm going to keep coming, discovering new ways that it's different. But Lucy seems to be getting the idea that she's going to be a big sister, and that there is a little baby, as we call it, inside mommy and all that. So it's pretty good. She seems to like the idea. So I guess we're doing something all right. Since we got home on Sunday, and I haven't really had access to my car in a while because I'd pulled the battery out to charge, and then it was rainy and junky, and I wasn't really going to go anywhere anyway. It just kind of sat in here for a while. So I wasn't sure if I had enough charge on it. But today, I asked Lucy if she minded if I ran out and put the battery back in the car to give it a test and see how it worked. And she said that was fine. She was just sitting on the couch watching TV, that Mickey Christmas special that she loves. Not the Mickey Christmas special that she does not love. And so I went out and I plugged it in, plugged the battery in, and it started up, had enough juice. And so what I'm just doing now is unplugging the battery terminals and letting it sit like that because I don't want it to drain the battery while it's plugged in. It's not a great situation. It's not the best thing in the world, but it's pretty easy to just kind of pop those two terminals on and off. And so I gave it a shot today. One thing that I really wasn't sure about was taking Lucy to the storage unit because for one thing, it's packed to the gills. And for another, I just wasn't sure if she'd run off or what. But she did really well. I wanted to get a few things because we've got like a little tiny Christmas tree that's maybe 18, 20 inches tall. And then it's in a pot so you can actually plant it. And when Em was pregnant the first time, we actually didn't do a Christmas tree that year. We got this little tiny one that looked smaller than Charlie Brown's Christmas tree, really. And it was basically a glorified twig in a round base that was actually like a section of a log cut out, so it was flat. And that was perfect. We got like little tiny ornaments, little balls, and we just put them around. This one's bigger than that, a little bit more substantial. We still wanted to do something with a Christmas tree and put some ornaments and some lights up and still be festive in that way. But we're going to be gone like the entire week of Christmas in Michigan staying with my parents. So we didn't want to get a whole big tree, set it up, and then have to come back and take it down. So we've just got this little one. And I wanted to get some of the decorations. I'm still not sure how decked out we're going to get, but I wanted to get a few things so that we can decorate this when we want to and are able to. Plus, we've got one big Tupperware Rubbermaid tub that's kind of all stuff that we get out early in the Christmas season. So there's this Santa Mouse calendar that I've had since I was a kid that my grandma gave me, and, you know, Christmas CDs and little decorations that go around, you know, on different shelves and whatnot. So I wanted to get those things, and I was hoping that they weren't buried too far in the menagerie of of our storage unit. And luckily, I was able to get them out pretty easily. And Lucy did great. She was kind of looking at some of the stuff, because in addition to Christmas stuff and my, like, toys and comics, there is a lot of her baby stuff in there. And so she was kind of looking at a few things, and she really wanted to bring this, like, bouncy chair that she used to use back home. And I was like, no, baby, you're just too big. I'm sorry. And so she cried a little bit, but she got over it and walked with me so we could get back in the elevator, or elevator, as she says adorably. And then after that, we went to the grocery store, which was not the best trip that we've ever taken, but it wound up being okay once I got her in the cart and she was sitting down. I could tell she was getting kind of tired, and I was kind of pushing it in the first place with this trip, but I really wanted to get that stuff done. And then when we got home, I got her out and she kind of ran around a little bit. And then we always have the fight that we always have, which is, come on, we need to go inside so I can put the food away. And she just says, I want to run around. And it bums me out every time, because the bigger she's gotten, the harder it's gotten to do all the machinations of bringing groceries in. We live in a condo complex. Our unit is as far away from the parking lot as you can be in our building, and it is just always been a difficulty to get the groceries out and get her out. And I really have no idea how I'm going to do it with a second kid. I might really just have to start doing grocery shopping like at night after they go to bed or something like that, because I don't know how I'm going to handle two kids in there. It was when Lucy was really small, I would carry her through the whole place, and I'm not going to be able to carry her. I'm not going to be able to carry the new baby, wrangle Lucy, especially if she doesn't want to sit in the cart, which she doesn't really want to do very often, and go grocery shopping. So I don't know what I'm going to do in that sense, but I'll probably just start flying solo in the evenings and just kind of plan a little bit differently. But overall went well. I can't remember if I mentioned this in the last episode or not when it happened, but one cool thing that Lucy started doing last week was she wanted to like draw or paint. And I said, oh, you know what I've got? You can play with this. And it's this big dry erase board that I have that's probably 3 feet, 4 feet across and a couple feet high. And I use it for work every now and then, and I kind of map stuff out. And it's just a good thing to have. I got it on sale at Office Max one time, and I've got a bunch of dry erase markers. But I haven't really been using my dry erase markers for a while. And I know they were going to get messed up if I offered this to her. But I figured, what the heck? No big deal. And I just set her up with the board and some markers, and I put it on a towel so she wouldn't get the carpet dirty or anything. And she was going to town. She had two hands going, and she wanted me to draw certain things, and then she would color them in and all this stuff, and it was great. And then today, when we were in the like school and office supply section, because I needed to get an envelope for some eBay auctions, I saw something that I got really excited about. We haven't used it yet, so I'm not sure if it's any good, but they have dry erase crayons. And the problem with the markers is that the markers themselves get dirty. When you start kind of coloring over different colors, they get black and brown and kind of wind up being gross and dingy. But when I saw these dry erase crayons, I got really excited. I didn't bust them out yet because she was pretty tired when we got back and wound up falling asleep next to me on the couch, but I'm excited to get them out either tonight or tomorrow and kind of show them to her and see if she winds up liking them and if they work. And the other nice thing about crayons instead of markers is that you don't have to worry about the carpet. And there's even a sharpener on the back and all that. So I'm excited to kind of see how that works out, and I'll definitely keep you guys posted. But she's been getting into more artsy and craftsy type things. She loves doing like dough and cookies with her mom and her grandmas. And she likes painting. I still haven't really figured out a good way to do painting that isn't going to have me like watching over everything every minute. When we were kids, they used to have those books where all you needed was water, and then you put the water on the page and it would become a color. I don't know if they still make those or not, but I might look into those. That might work out pretty well. There's actually like a teacher supply store nearby that I should go check out. I always forget that it's there, but I might go and look in there and see what kind of things they have at some point, if I can ever get some time away on my own. But yeah, I mean, things have been going pretty well. I've kind of decided to not do Pop-Pop of the Week and Pop-Pop a Seal of Approval every week, just because I don't want to have to force it, and I don't want to have to like make something up. So, but I will still come back to them when I encounter things that are worthy of the Pop-Pop of the Week or the Pop-Pop a Seal of Approval. So with that, I'm going to sign off. My name is TJ Deitch. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and has a good rest of this week. If you want to find out more about this episode, head on over to poppapa.com. That's poppapa.com. There will be an episode 38 show notes post with links and anything that you might be interested in reading, if there is anything. I am also on United Monkey. That's monkee.com. That's where I do pop culture reviews, things like movies, TV shows, and the like. And I am did pretty well posting on monkeying around the kitchen, nospaces.com. 2 weeks ago, I didn't really post anything last week because it was a holiday week for the most part. And I'm hoping to get back on the horse for this week. So head on over there, find out what I've been cooking, what I've been eating, and how those two things have been going for everybody. And I am on Twitter at Papa Deitch. That's P-O-P-P-A-D-I-E-T-S-C-H. All right, gang, have a good week.